Mix again, because why not? I just wrote the book about Malcolm. But so two things. One, Malcolm says make it plain. Now, for an academic, this is important because, you know, if we had just kept Black studies within the university, it would have had no impact whatsoever on public discourse. It's the way that academia works. It's a bubble. It's separate. I think that can also be the case too with large institutions like the UN. Sometimes, not all the time, but it's how much does it come out of the bubble, right? And I think that's really important, that with the language you're talking, the way that we're expressing, but also, you know, the purpose, the audience, and really purposely trying to reach out to grassroots, purposely trying to reach out more broadly, purposely trying to build community in that way as well. And so I think, ironically, if you look historically, what are the things which have made the most impact on public discourse? It's actually been those things outside of the... When you try and change something internally, what tends to happen is you just get changed by the internal mechanisms. But when you produce something outside, that then shifts the internal mechanisms. So even recently, think about Black Lives Matter. The BLM protests massively shifted the debate discussions about in a way that I was shocked about. I mean, directly after the George Floyd protests in America, and some of them turned violent, I'm on British television and I'm expecting to have to defend violence, but the white, usually racist presenters saying, oh, we understand that violence happens because people are... I'm like, wow, this is very, very different. Something has hugely shifted discursively. But that wasn't all the stuff we'd been trying to do internally. That was the massive mobilization externally. Think about someone like Malcolm X. Malcolm doesn't go try to change internally. It's external. Black Panther Party, even the civil rights movement, largely is external. So I think there's a model there that actually says the best way to influence public mainstream discourse is to build, irrespective of that, build something powerful, large scale, and then public discourse just has to change, right? It has to catch up with what you're doing. And the mistake we've made, certainly over the past 40 or so years, has been to think that we can get into the thing and change it, when actually you do much more change from outside. Especially one of the projects that we have at the moment is we're, for Malcolm's 100th birthday, we are having a convention of African people in the Gambia, May 17th to the 19th, 2025. And the purpose of that is to build... Malcolm, when he died, had this organization, the Organization of Afro-American Unity, which is supposed to be like a global organization that brought together all different Black organizations on Africa and on the continent and in the diaspora, and said, how do we set our agenda for education? How do we set our agenda for health, et cetera, et cetera? And if you could build something like that, that's the way to have mainstream influence, right? Ironically, just going outside the mainstream completely and saying, let's build something independent. If that is successful, that kind of movement is what actually will then change and shift what all the institutions and have to then respond to. So if anybody is interested, please do talk to me, because it's a very open invitation for next May.